Rake's Progress, A House for the Season, Book 4, by M.C. Beaton, writing as Marion Chesney, narrated by Lindy Nettleton.
Chapter 1. When I late attempted your pity to move, what made you so deaf to my prayers? Perhaps it was right to dissemble your love, but why did you kick me downstairs? Isaac Bickerstaff. Reputed to be haunted, damned as unlucky, a tall, thin house at No. 67 Clarges Street in London's Mayfair, nonetheless, on that spring day of 1810, looked as if the curse had been lifted and the tide of ill fortune had turned. It belonged to the Duke of Pelham, who was only dimly aware of its existence. He owned a great deal of other property. The letting of it and the employing of the staff was the job of Jonas Palmer, the Duke's agent, cheat, bully, and liar. He paid the servants low wages, charged his master high wages, and slipped the difference into his coat pocket. The servants, either because they had gained bad reputations unjustly, or because they stayed at No. 67 out of loyalty to the other members of the staff, continued to pray for a new tenant every season. A tenant meant parties, routs, and suppers, and all those festivities meant lashings of good food and tips. They all put their tips into the veil box so that, when they had sufficient, they would buy a pub and become independent of the frightful Palmer. Hard times and resentment of Palmer had welded them together into an odd sort of family. Head of the family was the butler, Rainbird. After him came housekeeper, Mrs.